Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Again, welcome. And I am Glovina Williams. I am so happy, as always, that you take time from your schedule to join me on this live podcast. You know, when I set out doing this podcast, actually, it will be, I believe, July will be 4 years. I can hardly believe it. And it has really been a joy and a privilege for me to spend this time with you. And the purpose, when I initially started this podcast, it was just basically to educate, inform, inspire, and just to prompt you, the listener, to prompt you to action. And I try to do it, and I've tried to do it sometimes through current events, new and innovative ideas, and sometimes I've even interviewed subject matter experts. But I really envision this podcast as a powerful conduit to just transmit relevant, sometimes cutting-edge information. And also, often I like to give a bit of prophetic foresight, which will help us to move forward and accomplish our respective goals. And hopefully, here's an added part, hopefully at a rapid yet thorough pace. I said rapid, but a thorough pace. So my expectation is that you'll experience one of those aha moments that'll propel you forward, realizing through even the aha moments, even as we're moving forward. And I say we because we're growing together. We're taking a journal together. That's what I'm trying to say. And in this journey, sometimes we're taking baby steps, but even a baby step will move you forward. So don't be afraid to try something new and see how it works. It will be a blessing for you. Just taking that baby step can begin to build confidence, because I believe, and I read it many years ago, that successful experiences build confidence. Yeah, successful experiences build confidence. You know, today in this podcast, evening, wherever you are, we're going to talk about just why we go through some of these things. Why we experience, sometimes we call them a problem, but actually sometimes as we experience particular situations and circumstances, even experiencing a need. Yeah, these things. And I read a scripture, and it came out of the Holy Bible, and it was 3 John 2. Please listen. It says, beloved, in other words, dear one, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. I heard someone say once, or it has been said, that this scripture even gives us a reminder of balance, that we should even have balance. Even as we're prospering in various areas of our life, that our health, our physical well-being should also prosper, and our soul should prosper. You know, the intellect, the mind, it is contained in the soul. the five senses. So even this, our emotions, even this area should begin to, there should begin to appear a balance in our life. But often, while we are attaining this, you know, above all things, we're prospering and we're in health and our soul is coming along right with us. Let's face it, sometimes we hit some bumps in the road. Yeah. We call them twists and turns. A particular need may arise. We never know. And what I mean by is we never know is that's not to put an alarm in your thought pattern, but we never know what a person may be dealing with at a particular time in their life. And it's not because we're so engrossed in our own life that we're not thinking about others or caring about others or sending warm thoughts toward others or showing attention to others, but sometimes it's simply because we're involved in our own life, and when we look at others, we may not know what they may be going through at that moment. And sometimes that person is actually taking a quiz in life. Sometimes knowing that we're going to have a quiz, you know, a school quiz, and sometimes knowing we're going to have a quiz can preoccupy us. And we may not be as loving or attentive, even to ourselves, not only to others, but even to ourselves. But that quiz, just a simple test of knowledge, a simple test of knowledge. And sometimes these quizzes, they come, sometimes it looks like a problem. Sometimes the quiz looks like, hey, what's going on? It's simply a test of some things that you thought you knew, but when the quiz comes, it challenges you to prove that you know that you know. And quizzes are short. They're not long. They're not in depth. But a quiz is still a test of knowledge. Are you being tested right now? Something very quick, or have you been tested in something that happened very quick and you found your way out of that situation? As a matter of fact, that little short quiz gave you some extra points. You remember when our instructors would say, I'm going to give you a pop-up quiz, a bonus quiz, and you'll get an extra 10 points. Or the max is 10 points. Maybe just 10 questions, maybe 5 questions. But the maximum is 10 points. You may get 8, 7, but guess what? You've got some extra points. Yeah, it's put you a little bit ahead of the game. I really believe that our listeners are grabbing where I'm going with this. So here we are. Sometimes just taking a short quiz, a test of knowledge, a test to see how are we progressing in life, in the lesson that the Creator may be teaching us right now or allowing us to learn. Yeah, we learn these things so that not only can we live a better life, but so that we can begin to make decisions faster, because now what? My knowledge has been tested. My experiential knowledge has increased. My book learning has increased. My biblical stance is stronger now. My faith is stronger. A quiz, short, quick, to the point, but it gives us some extra bonus points. Hey, you know, I'm feeling pretty good about this. I love it. And then some of us, it's a trial. Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, a trial, when we think about a trial, we think about a court case, some type of legal procedure. Yeah, an inquiry. Yeah, a trial really kind of says to us, tell us what you know. You know, when there's a legal, a court trial, they bring people forward to testify and to tell what they know about the situation. You may be going through a trial right now, really digging deep, really putting your thoughts together, your words together at this point in some particular circumstance, so that what? This is what I know. Oh, boy. This is what I know. I know that God loves me. I know that I'm a compact individual. I know that I'm equipped to stand here or sit here and give you my testimony. This is what I know. I know who I am. I know who God is and how he actually exists. The trial. So sometimes we're actually put out front on the stand to give the testimony of what we know. We can't really testify for anyone else. We can share their testimony or share their body of knowledge or what we believe they know or what we may know about them. But when it really comes to it, the trial is this particular aspect of your life or your experience or your current station in life. What do you know? I mean, what do you know? Not what am I figuring out right now, but this is what I've seen. This is what I've heard. This is what I experienced as a result of what I saw and I heard. It could even involve one of the five senses. I touched this. When I touched this, it felt like this. Yes. When I saw this, when I heard this person speak what I heard, what is it that you know? Are you going through a period in your life where it seems like you're going through a trial situation? I've really got to be able to know what I know. Yeah. Are you going through a tryout? Yeah, the tryout. You know, a tryout is like an assessment. Some actors, they do a tryout when they want a part in a play or a movie. They try out. How about those that are trying out for various sports, basketball, football, soccer? It's a tryout. I'm coming to try out to see if I can be placed in the proper position. A tryout. It's an assessment. It's like an audition. That's a good word. A tryout is like an audition. Are you in a phase of your life where you're being observed? Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Because often we're being assessed for the next level, for the next dimension, for the elevation, for a reset in our life. This is awesome, isn't it? This may be a period where you're trying out for something. It could be in the ministry. You could be applying for a job. It's still like a tryout. It's still an audition when you go to the what? The interview, or when you're being interviewed. A tryout. Your resume, your ministerial bio could be a tryout. Yeah, an audition, an interview. Also, I'll tell you something else about a tryout. Sometimes a tryout, this. Many of you know I am also a career coach. I'm a career counselor. I don't do it as much with the career counseling as I used to. But I would encourage the people that I was working with at the time, if you get a job interview, go. Even if you feel like I don't really want the job, go to the interview. Why? Because it's practice. So there may be some things that you've been asked to do and you're thinking, oh, I don't want to do that, or I don't think that's my calling. I don't think that's where I am right now in God. Take the challenge. It can be good practice for you. It can enhance what you already know and what you already have acquired, this body of knowledge. Yeah, a tryout, a practice, a run-through. That's what a tryout can be. They say, God, why am I going through this? It may simply be practice, a tryout. So when you step into the official arena of what God has called you to do, You have some practice. You have some experience. You've been assessed before. And so now you know your areas of improvement. Are you in the phase of your life where perhaps it's just a quiz? You're just really getting some extra bonus points for standing on faith, for making a quick, sharp decision that will benefit you and others? Or is it a trial? Yeah. Are you really being asked? Are you really at the point in your life? And just this particular situation, this is nothing that's going to go on for the rest of your life. I mean, you know, the particular thing that you may be going through, but listen, or the situation or circumstance, but is it a trial? Now, what do you know? I'm sure about some things. I can definitely tell you that I saw this, I heard this, I experienced this, I grew from this. I know who God is. I know how he actually exists. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm covered in the blood of Jesus. Yeah, I can stand and testify that I know that I'm saved. I know that I am still growing in a particular area, but I know that I have gone further than I was. I know that I'm on the right path. We're talking about stations in our life, why we go through these things, and hopefully today's podcast can help us to identify. Why did I go through that? Where was I? What was happening? What was the purpose? Maybe you're in the tryout stage. Maybe you're being assessed right now. Yeah, maybe in a sense you're trying out for something. You're auditioning. You're applying. You're practicing. Yeah, you're doing a run through. Or is this a test? Oh, wow. I'm going to jump ahead here. If you think back, or those of you that are still in school, those of you that are still taking classes or courses, have you noticed? Now, this is a test where, just say you're in a face-to-face classroom. Even if you're not on the face-to-face classroom, you may be doing this test electronically. Have you noticed? Now is not the time to contact the instructor. It's testing time. Yeah. Wow. Are you in a test right now? Oh, you say to me, Glovina, this is not a quiz. This is not easy. This is not something that's not gonna count. This is something I can take or leave. This is not just a little short test of my knowledge. Glovina, this is not a trial for me. Yeah. This is not saying now to me, what do you know? Tell us what you know. In a sense, you see what I'm saying? This is not just my opinion or my take on it. Because when you come to a trial and you give a testimony, it's your take on it. It's what you saw, what you observed. This is not a tryout, Glovina. Or it may be. You may say, I'm in a test. Yeah. Wow. This is a test that I'm going through. And sometimes, when we're being tested, as I said, this is not the time to contact the instructor. Seems like now the teacher, the instructor, the Holy Spirit seems to be quiet right now. I don't hear you. Have you ever said that? I can't hear from God. Have you ever, someone's getting an answer now. I know it. I can feel it. I'm not spooky. I'm not crazy. I'm not reading your mind. I'm just saying, I know those feelings, those aha moments. Remember, the podcast is to give you the aha moments as well, the epiphanies. Yeah. So is this a test right now? God, I can't seem to hear from you. I've been praying. I haven't received an answer. Seems like the heaven has shut up on me. Yeah, it's a test, my beloveds. This is where the instructor may sit back and just wait for the results. Wait to really see how much you have learned. Yeah. This is the experiment that the teacher also can see how well you absorbed the knowledge, the information, how well you did in your lab, what you gained, what out of the body of knowledge that the Holy Spirit has given you through preaching, teaching, reading, listening to podcasts, watching YouTube, attending your local household of faith, talking to others, sharing, praying. Ah, yeah. The test. This is the test, my beloved. Some of you may be there. Seems like the Holy Spirit is quiet. God, I don't hear from you. I've prayed. I have not received an answer to my prayer. You may be looking around, even putting your eyes up in your head. You know, they say we kind of put our eyeballs up in a certain direction when we're trying to pull some knowledge out of our brains, that gray matter out of our brains. We're trying to pull that knowledge out of our divine intelligentsia. I don't hear you, God. What's going on? Wow. It's a test, my beloveds. It's only a test. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of how far you'll go in fulfilling your destiny. No, it's a test. This is a time to see how much have I gained? How much have I grown? What is it that should I have studied more? Have you ever taken a test and you sat and said, man, why didn't I study that extra hour? Why didn't I take that time to pray and to seek God? It matters, but it doesn't matter because now it's a test. But here's the key. It's only a test. It's not the end of the world. It's not putting you in the position to be forsaken by God. It's not putting you in the position to be forsaken by loved ones or to turn your back on God because you're not hearing the way you heard before. Now you're being asked to stand up, put your head up, put your shoulder back, and come on, it's only a test. You've seen it on the various social medias and television to be included. A sign will come across, this is only a test. This is not to alarm you. This is only to prepare you. That's what these tests do. They prepare us, and they prepare us for greater heights, deeper depths, wider widths, and greater exploits in God. Yeah, I hope you're listening to me. Yeah, you may be just taking a quiz. Hey, just a little short test, a little test of your knowledge. Might just give you, you know, just a bit of confidence. Hey, I passed that quiz. I know a little bit more than I thought I knew. I'm on track. Quiz says I'm on track or I need to get on track. The trial. Hey, I've got to give a testimony. This is what I know. I know who I know. I know I'm saved. I know that I am saved. I'm being saved, and I shall be saved. I know this, so I can testify to this. I can testify that God has brought me through some things, and I'm expecting him to always be there to take me through. I'm on trial. I'm giving my testimony, what I'm experiencing, what I know for sure. Be just a tryout. It's just an assessment. It's an audition. I'm practicing right now. Yeah. Or this could be the test. Are you going to pass? Are you going to fail? My mother shared something with me once. You know, I sometimes have been what you call an overachiever. I always want to do better and better and better. And that's not always a good thing. You know that. But she would say to me, if I didn't make 100, if I didn't make 98, in other words, if I wasn't in that A category, I would get kind of down on myself. But something my mother taught me that was so valuable, and I've shared it with people who have even taken the bar exam, you know, to further their legal career. My mother said to me, I said, Mom, I just made a 70, a 72, or an 80. She said, but guess what? You made it in. You passed. That's what I want to share with you today. You may just feel like you're barely making it. You're making it, my beloved. Waiting for the reset where you'll be in more of the top percent of your style of living, your expectation of living, in your family life, your finances, your walk with God, your physical abilities. Yeah, the test shows us. This is what I learned out of this experience. I want you to know that I love you. Yeah. Is it a quiz, a trial, a tryout? Or is this a test? You're passing, and this is something I want to say, because it has been said there is no failure in God. You know what that means? That means that he keeps giving us another chance. Is this a retest for you? Remember that, the makeup exam? Yeah. It's okay. We know that God has covered us with love, divine protection, and power. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit is possessing us and leading us and guiding us. Listen to what God is sharing with you. Then when these various circumstances, and that's really what I did. I just really attempted to circumstances, situations in our life that we may be experiencing, even a need, and help us to see it a little more clear. I'm not trying to tell any of us what to think, just how to think. Let's think and believe that God loves us, God cares about us, God's not mad at us. God has made a way for us. And let's take advantage of that way. Let's fulfill our destiny. Let's keep walking forward. Yeah, don't give up. Don't you dare give up. Come on. You're listening to this podcast, you know, get up and do what you need to do. If you don't do it, some things, it won't get done. That's the way it is. That's part of life. I want to shout out and say hi to my beautiful mom today. Yeah. Hello to my beautiful aunts. I want to say hi to Steen, Jewel, and Rosemary. I want to shout out, hey, Prophetess Judy, how are you? Terry. I want to say hello to the family of God in Florida. Hi, Marie. Hi. Oh, my goodness. Hello, Deacon Johnny. Hello. Good to know that you're here today with me. Hi, Sheila, Gloria, Wanda, Margareta. Hey, I'm going to say hi to Lenora today. Hi, Christy. Hi. Hello, Deatri. How are you? Hi, Jewel. We call her Little Jewel. Hi, Janae. Give a big hug and a kiss to those beautiful children. Hi, Vicky. Hi, Gladys. Carla. Hi. Hi, Shirley. Hi, Latorsha. Hi. Hey. Hi, Shatoya. How's the family? And I want to say kudos out to your beautiful daughter for doing so well in school. I want to say hi to CJ. Yeah. I want to shout out to the Arlington Department of Health and Human Services. Thank you for all that you're doing. I want to shout out to the EEO staff. So many beautiful people. Hi, Paula, Donna, Penny, Sheba, Tina. Hi. I want to say hi to Rita. How are you? Yeah. I want to say hello to you, to all of you. All of my listeners, I love you. I really do. Hi, Betty. How are you? Oh, my goodness. Hi, Velma and Terry. Thank you so much. Oh, and you know what I'm talking about. I want to say hi to Carolyn. Hello. I want to say hi to Mary. Mary in Mississippi. Thanks for the work. I'm sending you God's love and God's blessings, no matter what you're going through. It may be a quiz, a trial, a tryout, or a test. But guess what? God's got you covered. You're going to pass. May take a little longer than others, but you're going to pass. I love you so much, and God bless you.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show, You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.